Now joining us on a Tiger Talk on a sunny 99.9 this evening, coach of the Nevada Lady Tiger wrestling team, Jared Alexander. Thanks so much for your time once again.
Yeah, Ben, thank you for having me on to kind of talk about the end of our season. We had quite an exciting last tournament, so excited to talk about it.
Yeah, we talked a couple of weeks ago following the district tournaments, had five advanced to the state wrestling tournament and some action there as well. Talk a little bit about what the Lady Tiger wrestlers experienced there with one ending up medaling as well.
Yeah, so we took five girls to state, which is the most that we've ever taken. Last year we took four. But, you know, we waited around until Sunday morning until the brackets came out, and Coach Habian, who's kind of our, we call him our the lead of our research department, did a lot of work kind of looking at potential first-round matchups that we could have. And, you know, there were three potential girls that our girls could draw in the first round, and so we kind of highlighted those, you know, green, this is what we want, and red, this is what we wish not to happen. Unfortunately, four out of the five girls drew the girls that we had highlighted red. That's just how it goes. And those were what we determined would have been the toughest matchups for our girls. And so, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. And at the end of the day, everybody at the state tournament's quality and talented. So, you know, you just got to go out and wrestle. The state tournament's held at Mizzou Arena, on the University of Missouri. It's a very big environment, lots of people. They run eight matches at a time, so it can be pretty overwhelming. But just really pleased with the girls and their, you know, their mindsets and where they were at mentally. And I really felt like all five girls wrestled really, really well. Very proud of how they were able to keep their composure and go out and compete to the best of their abilities. Like I said, we drew some tough girls early on and where we drew into the bracket, but that's, you know, that's just part of it. And we focused on, you know, what we can control, and that's, you know, what the things that we're good at and the things that got those girls to the state tournament. Really, really pleased, very, very proud of every girl that wrestled at state. starting off with Avery. Avery lost her first round matchup against a girl that ended up taking third place, and then she was able to bounce back and win her first round wrestle back by technical fall, which was very impressive. And then her second round wrestle back wrestled a girl from Lathrop who we'd wrestled before this season at the Butler tournament, and it was a 1-0 match late in the match. She ended up getting taken down and losing that one, but for her, she went to state last year and lost both of her matches. So we really felt like going in, she was able to win one match. That was an improvement on where she was at the year before, and really, really proud of her. She's been kind of battling some health issues the last couple weeks, so she wasn't physically at her best, but more importantly, mentally, she was strong and went out and gave it her best effort. So really pleased with her. And Sydney Baldwin in the 110-pound weight class became the second medalist in our program's history. And she had a first round match that she won 9-7. It was a very close match, and she was able to defend off her opponent's takedowns late in the third period to secure that win. And then her quarterfinal matchup was against Jaden Keller, who was the defending state champion, ended up winning the state title again, the second. She's a two-time state champion as a sophomore. She's very talented. Lost that match and then came back later that evening and won her second round wrestle back to advance herself to the next day. And then in her blood round match, she was tied 10-10 late in the match and was able to put the girl on her back and secure the pinfall, which secured her place on the podium. And, you know, after that, Coach Daniels and I talked about she really just kind of turned it loose the rest of the day. And what we noticed was maybe since she already secured her spot on the podium that she was able to relax a little bit and really won her next couple matches in pretty dominant fashion. And that's kind of the skill set that we knew she had. She wrestled with no fear, just strictly confident and belief in her abilities. So that was really nice to see, really proud of her. And with that accomplishment, you know, those kind of things don't happen without good practice partners every day. And Sydney knows that too. It takes, you know, it takes kind of a village, teammates that work you out hard every day and push you to your potential. And so, you know, she's been proud of the boys that she rolls with that really push her and was able to help her get to that accomplishment. So very proud of Sydney. And then next, Leandra Schatz in the 140-pound weight class really has kind of come into a zone as of late. She ended up going 0-2 at the state tournament, lost in the first round by pin. She was battling. It was a girl that wrestled the same kind of style as her, just physical hand fighting, physical match. And it was 3-0. She ended up getting pinned later in the match in the third period. And then turn around in her second match, we wrestled a girl from Sykeston that she had lost to. She got pinned by her at Willard in the first period, and she was able to really hang in that match and showed so much improvement from the time she wrestled to the first time to this match at the state tournament. She was down 5-0 in the third period, so we chose the top position, hoping that, you know, Leandra could get her broken down and get her turned to put her on her back. And she was able to remain in the top position the whole time and came very close, you know, several times to getting the other girl turned to her back. Just didn't end up happening. So she went 0-2 on the tournament. But it was a great experience for her. And she, you know, got a taste of what the state tournament is like. And she's going to be back as a senior next year. So really proud of the improvement she's made from her freshman year to now. She's a totally different wrestler and very proud of Leandra. And then next, junior Ella Hethman in the 155-pound weight class. Her bracket was loaded from top to bottom with, you know, really, really tough competition. And she drew her first match, a returning state medalist. And she ended up losing that match. It was very physical match that Ella was just right there in, got taken down a couple times, ended up dropping that match by decision, and then turned around and wrestled a girl very tough in Ella fashion. The match went to overtime, and that's Ella just is a grinder, and we've talked about that before. She's very physical. She's in great shape and uses that to her advantage. And any time Ella gets, you know, her opponent into overtime and late in matches, she's got a really good chance to win. And she was able to secure a takedown in overtime to win, to advance to the second-round wrestlebacks. And then in that second-round wrestleback, she wrestled a girl from Brookfield, that was also a returning state medalist, and ended up getting pinned. You know, Ella, her freshman year, tore her ACL in her first match of the season and set out the whole year, and then wrestled all of last year with a big knee brace on her knee, kind of protecting it and making sure that, you know, it was stable and strong and that she could trust it. And then this year she was able to wrestle without that brace and shown a lot of improvement from, you know, eighth grade year to when she started to now, and to be able to make it to the state tournament in one of the toughest brackets in the whole pool and go out there and win a match was phenomenal. And Ella's just, she's the epitome of, you know, hardworking girl, coachable, great leader. She's very respected by her teammates and her peers and her teachers. Very good academically. She's just, just a great young lady and very proud of her season that she had. And looking forward to see what she can do next year. And then lastly, sophomore Drew Lear in the 235-pound weight class had a tough first-round match. It was 0-0 in the second period. Kind of got ourselves out of position, gave up a reversal right at the end of the period. Ended up losing that first round match 2-1 against a girl that's wrestled in class 2 last year and dropped down to class 1 this year. She was a state qualifier in class 2. So it was, you know, going back to the beginning of our conversation, it was one of those girls that we were hoping to not draw first, and that's just how it happened. But Drew went out, wrestled really hard, really tough. Unfortunately, just got in bad position at a bad time and ended up costing her that first round match. Was really, really proud of how she bounced back. She was able to win her next two matches to move herself to what you call the blood round or the bubble match. You win that match and you make the podium and you secure a medal. And in that bubble match, she faced off against a girl from Blair Oaks that we've wrestled twice this season. We got pinned by her the first time at Pleasant Hill early on in the season. And then most recently down at Buffalo, and we talked about this, I think, just right after that tournament. Drew was controlling the whole match, was up 6-0, and ended up losing late. Kind of the same story. Drew was controlling the match. It was 0-0, but she was pushing the pace, was in control on our feet and riding her tough on top. And again, you know, late in the second period, kind of tried to force a turn and got herself. She tried to force a turn and kind of let her pressure off, ended up falling to her back and getting pinned with 2 seconds left on the clock. And who knows, you know, what would have happened had, you know, she was able to fight for a couple more seconds and it went to the third period. You just never know. But, you know, Drew's relatively young in the sport of wrestling. She started wrestling in middle school, had a couple of injuries that didn't allow her to get very much mat time, and then last year missed the whole first part of the year with an injury. So being a sophomore, two-time state qualifier in both years, making it to the bubble match is very impressive, but there's still some room for growth for her, and really the sky's kind of the limit for her, because the girl that ended up the 235-pound state champion, Drew beat twice this year. So she's proven that she's got the ability to be the best, and just a couple things that we need to clean up and moving forward. Just really excited for her future. She's got 2 more years with us, and, you know, state tournament was fun, exciting, exciting parts of it. Seeing girls win some matches, improve on their placement from last year, and you know, with that is always the heartbreak of, you know, losing and your season coming to an end. So it's kind of a bittersweet, thing. Lot of good stuff, and it's always tough though when kids have goals and don't quite reach them, but. You know, Coach Daniels and I talked after the tournament, just really, really pleased with the way that our girls competed, the way they were prepared, the way they represented themselves and our school and our community. Just overall, very proud of all 5 of those girls and very pleased with how the state tournament went.
And of course, as we talk with Jared Alexander, coach of the Nevada Lady Tiger wrestling squad, again, talking about this last week's state tournament, and those 5 we talked about that participated last week in the state tournament, but of course the whole team, whether they made it to that point of the season, whether or not due to injury or whatnot, but a pretty impressive year by the Lady Tigers this year.
Yeah, you know, coming into the year, we had high hopes of where we thought we could finish, and just like, you know, anything in life, some unexpected things happen. Had some key girls go down with injury, and so that's, you know, you just got to focus on you and what you can control. And you know, even the girls that weren't able to qualify for the state tournament played a huge role in preparing the 5 that did go. Mackenzie Callahan's a senior. Worked out every day with Avery Dawn and sometimes with Sydney, Allison Olson and Mallory Wiggins, Brinkley James, Jenny Aguilar. Those girls are a big part of our team, And every day, you know, showing up to work, and we talk about this, it's not about you, it's what you can do for the team. And so when you skip practice or you're not able to come practice, you're not only hurting yourself and your ability to prepare for your season, but you're hurting your teammates because your teammates need you there as practice partners. So overall, you know, we had a really successful season. I think we won 18 duels and lost three. We won the Pleasant Hill tournament, which was a tough tournament early on in the year. And I think, you know, we placed in the top four or five in almost every tournament we were in, not other than state. I think we finished somewhere in the 18 to 20 range at the state tournament, which isn't where we want to be. And I'm pleased with how we wrestled and very proud of how we wrestled, but not necessarily satisfied with that. I think that we're returning five state qualifiers next year. We'll get some girls back that have some injuries, and looking to add anywhere from 10 to 12 freshmen and newcomers next year. And so, you know, I have high expectations of how next season should go, and hopefully we have a little bit better luck staying healthy in that regards. And, you know, it's, you and I talk all the time, it's such a long season, physically, mentally draining, and it takes a lot of toughness, mental toughness, physical toughness, and pride and love for your teammates to get to the end of it. And, you know, it's a long season, but it sure goes by in a flash, it seems like. But just really, really proud of the season and proud of all the girls, and, you know, and their parents too, because it's a busy season. Sometimes we're wrestling two, three times a week, traveling a lot. And so, you know, our parents, very thankful for them and their dedication to their kids and to our program to be there and support them and get them to where they need to be so that we can be successful.
Right, again, chatting with Jared Alexander, coach of Nevada Lady Tiger Wrestling on Tiger Talk tonight. Yeah, a lot to build on from this year as we, like you said, look forward to next year and a lot of returners and a lot of newcomers as well to look forward to. So, again, thanks for taking the time with us today and all season long on our Tiger Talk programs.
Yeah, and just real quick, I just want to thank our coaching staff, Spencer Daniels. He's our girls' assistant coach. Coach Drury and Coach Habian are the boys' coaches, but also play a big role in our girls. And, you know, we have a really, really good coaching staff. We get along really well, really dedicated to the student-athletes and doing what's best for them and our program thriving. Coach Hawks and the high school administration, very supportive throughout the year, getting us, you know, whatever we needed, making sure we have everything that we need and you know, planning and hosting the district tournament was a really exciting thing. And, you know, lastly, my wife, Katie Alexander, we've got two children at home. And so it's not always easy. You know, she does a lot, sacrifices so much and takes care of everything and the kids while, you know, I'm busy coaching. And I know that she doesn't get enough thanks and praise, but very thankful for her and her sacrifices so that I can coach. And just very, very good season, very proud of it, a lot of positives, and I'm already looking forward to next year.
All right, looking forward to it. Again, thanks for your time once again, and get some rest, and then we'll be working towards a number of upcoming seasons for Nevada. So again, thanks for your time.
Hey, Ben, I really appreciate your coverage and always making time for me to come on and talk about our girls. Really appreciate it.
For sure. Again, head coach of Nevada Lady Tiger Wrestling, Jared Alexander, joining us on a Tiger Talk tonight. We'll take this step aside. Back with more after this on Tiger Talk on Sunny 99.9.